The hour 10:15 having arrived, we will call the House Tax Committee to order. How far are we from the quorum? Okay, we don't have a quorum quite yet, so we will officially call the meeting to order when we have a quorum. And so Representative Loon will be moving House File Number 3858. So why don't we go ahead here? If you'd like to present just the tax provisions, just the tax provisions. Did I see just the tax provisions? Just the tax provisions. So welcome to your committee. If you could please present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Jennifer Loon. And presenting the tax provisions of House File 3858, which is, of course, the Education Finance Supplemental Omnibus Bill. And as members probably know, public education is funded from a combination of state aid and local levies. There are two provisions in the bill that impacts local levies. And the first is sort of a fix, or if you will, for the Glenville Emmons School District to correct an error on their April 2015 referendum ballot, which I will explain in a moment. And the second is a change in law to extend the what we refer to as the equity revenue bump to all districts. And currently, that bump is given to districts in the metro area only, Seven County Metro, and we extend it to all districts across the state. Glenville Emmons. In April 2015, the voters of Glenville Emmons School District approved a $1,439 per pupil operating levy. And this was part of the district's approved plan to stay out of statutory operating debt. The plan that they had was three elements. One was to pass a voter-approved referendum. Second, they put in place an employee salary freeze for the 2015-16 school year. And third, they reduced their full-time employees for the 2016-17 school year. Due to a very unfortunate mistake, the ballot measure that was approved by the voters misstated the referendum beginning date. It stated to begin with taxes payable 2017, but the intention was 2016, and that's how they explained it to the voters. So it was simply a human error on the ballot language. And so now, because of that change, the district's in a bind for that fiscal year. So in order to exercise the provision, which provides them sort of a bridge and some relief for that one-year gap, the school board must provide to the Commissioner of Education a written resolution adopted unanimously at a public hearing by their board. They must document the district's approved plan to eliminate its statutory operating debt and that it will be followed. Any other information requested by the commissioner. There is no net levy impact from the fix in here for Glenville Emmons. The operating capital aid is increased by a corresponding amount, and if you have any specific questions on that, I would defer to Ms. Johnson. The second component in here that would impact levies is the equity revenue bump, which we extend statewide. This is something that would increase revenue to about 267 school districts across Minnesota and is intended to help reduce that disparity that exists in revenue between the districts in the top 95th percentile and the bottom 5th percentile. The school districts and charters located within the Seven County metro area currently automatically get a 25% increase in their equity revenue because they are located in the metro area. But with the provision in this bill, we extend that same 25% increase to all districts. And it is an equalized levy, so meaning it's a combination of aid and levy. And so there is a tails impact on the levy of about $5.8 million per year for fiscal years 18 and 19. So with that, Mr. Chair, if you would like Ms. Johnson to explain any of those provisions, she's here to serve as a resource.
As a resource. Okay, we do have a quorum. I'll officially call the meeting of the House Tax Committee to order. Representative Loon moves House File 3858. Is there anyone else from the audience wish to testify on the tax provisions? Anyone with concerns thereof? Would the department wish to weigh in on the tax provisions of the bill?
No. Thank you.
Okay, with that, we will go to, we have a resource person. Questions from members? And then this is the only bill on the agenda for today. We're going to hold the minutes over until Tuesday for obvious reasons. So any questions for Representative Loon or her resource, Ms. Johnson? Okay. Chair Carlson.
Yeah, just a quick one. Chair Loon, did you have a levy target? And then the second part of the question, what is the property tax impact of the levy changes, the kind of the bottom line?
Chair Loon?
Mr. Chair and Representative Carlson, no, we did not have a specific levy target. It was our goal to keep it as low as possible. And I'll let Ms. Johnson respond to the second part of your question.
Ms. Johnson, to the Carlson question.
Mr. Chair, Representative Carlson, you should have a one-page handout that has just a quick summary of the tax provision changes for our bill. And the second part of that is the state expenditures. And so we weighed in with the Department of Revenue on what they estimated the property tax refund interactions and the income tax interactions to be, and that is estimated to be about $540,000 per year. So about $1.08 million for the biennium. But this is for FY18-19. There's no impact for FY17.
Chair Carlson?
So just so I followed what you were sharing there, Mr. Chairman, so the bottom line is then that the property tax increase is just a little over $1 million. Did I frame that correctly? Is that what you were saying with the net?
Mr.
What I'm
Chair,
after is the net property tax increase with all of the changes.
Ms. Johnson.
Mr. Chair and Representative Carlson, the portion of the levy impact, the local levy impact, is about $11.7 million. And then the portion that is the loss of state revenues due to the property tax and income tax interactions is about $1,080,000.
Chair Carlson.
So then there's about a $10 million property tax impact then net as it nets out.
Ms. Johnson?
Mr. Chair and Representative Carlson, I think it would actually be, if you were thinking about both the state and the local impacts, it would be more like 12, because the 11 is the local, 11.7 is the state or the local impact, and the 1.8 is lost revenue, so that would be a cost to the state of about $1 million. So that would be, in total, about $12.7
million.
Chair Carlson?
Chair, okay, so it's 12 point, so I had written down 11.7, and then you had the 1.8. So all total, then the property tax impact is about $12 million statewide.
Ms. Johnson?
Mr. Chair, member, I'm not sure in the tax committee how you approach the interactions go, and I may have to defer to my colleagues, but the local portion is 11.7 and the loss of state revenues is 1.8 because of these property tax impacts.
Chair Carlson, if we could go to Mr. Hines for clarification.
Yeah, maybe that would be fine. The reason I, by the way, before he speaks, the reason I asked that question, you know, for many years I chaired one education committee or another, and my first question we would often have, it was informal, you know, but we would have a levy target. It was not in the budget resolution. It was just some discussion as to how much property taxes would be impacted by the K-12 bill. And that was the reason for my first question. And then my second question was, what's kind of the bottom line? How much will property taxes be going up under the bill? And that's what I was trying to sort out. So maybe Mr. Hines can help with that then, Mr. Chairman.
Certainly, Mr. Hines.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, I think the way we usually talk about things in this committee would be to refer to that annual amount, and I believe, and that's a $5.9 million per year levy impact is what they're showing. So Ms. Johnson was giving you the two-year, the biennial numbers, but the property tax amount looks like 5.9
per year. Mr. Chairman, that's what I was trying to find out, what that property tax impact was.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Loeffler?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And in recent years, the biggest property tax increases have been referendum levies, because school districts have felt like the state hasn't adequately been able to or hasn't chosen to respond to their growing needs. And do you have any projections on what this bill will do to the pressure on referendum levies across the state? Will it increase the pressure for school districts to come forward with referendums?
Mr. Chair, Representative Loeffler, I would not anticipate this to impact that.
Representative Loeffler.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, because, I mean, there is limited, I know what the target you were given, there's limited new investment, but inflation marches on, demands increase on, and so the, you know, not having even an inflationary increase seems like it might have some impact on those choices, but I'm not an education expert, and so I just really was trusting your judgment as to whether or not you anticipate a lot of referendums. I know we've seen an increase in recent years.
Chairman Knobloch? Chair Lewin.
Mr. Chair, just if I could respond to that, and obviously we do pay close attention to referendum initiatives and that by districts and track that and analyze it, but in the budget bill that we're currently operating under for the biennium, we were able to provide a general education revenue increase of 2% per year to all school districts, and that is over and above the rate of inflation. So while districts, I know, feel like over the past 10 years or so they have some catching up to do, this was the largest increase they've received in 10 years in that general education money, and it is helping to push them forward to at least be able to keep up with inflationary increases. Thank you.
Chair Knobloch?
Well, like I said, just to tack on to what Chair Loon said, while the target for this bill is zero, the refinancing of the old maximum effort school loans produces over $50 million in what is essentially new available spending. And so while it looks like zero, there is some new spending here.
Questions for Chair Loon on the tax provisions? Chair Daskowski.
Mr. Chair, I was a little late, but and I couldn't. This is a different meeting room, Mr. Chair. I missed Mr. Hines's overview, but I was concerned about the property tax provisions in last year's bill, and I'm concerned about them here too. Could somebody just give a quick overview? Did you guys already cover that, and I should shut up?
No, you shouldn't shut up. But we'll have Mr. Hines. No, I'm not going to bring that to a vote. Mr. Hines.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Draskowski, the levy impact of the bill is $5.9 million per year in total.
Chair Draskowski.
So that's the impact on local property tax levy.
Mr. Hines.
Per year. Thank you.
And Chair Draskowski. Chair Loon.
Just to make sure that Representative Draskowski is fully understanding, the bill provides for both the aid and levy portion in for the coming year, for fiscal year 17, so those property tax implications with the levy portion would not kick in until the next biennium.
Chair Draskowski. I would have voted no on having you be quiet. Chair Anderson S.
Mr. Chair, we briefly discussed this with Representative Loon. I have one of my most important constituents with me today, and he just wants to lobby her, since she's the chair of K-12, not to have school in June. So make that pitch while I've got you here.
Chair Loon, would you like to go on the record?
I would appreciate the help of Mr. Anderson with that effort. I'd be all on board.
Mr. Chair, he's a very effective lobbyist, so just saying.
Gummy bears go a long way.
Any other questions on the tax provision? Chair Carlson.
Sure. Being that Representative Knobloch referenced the money, I do have a follow-up question, because we did have some discussion when the targets were being set that of the money that would become available That 52 million, 7 million of that was going to be targeted for broadband, and that was to connect schools. So is that in the bill?
Chair Loon?
Yes, Mr. Chair, it is.
Chair Carlson?
Yeah, that's what I was, that was an understanding that I thought with the road that we were on, and I was just double checking. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from members? Department okay? Well, department's okay, but do you have any questions?
We're not going to comment at this time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cummings. Okay, with that, Chair Loon renews her motion that House File Number 3858 be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Okay, with that, anything else, members, for the good of the order? If not, good government all the time. We are adjourned.